factors. So one factor is the multiplicity of its identity. So sometimes things are complicated because they have many different parts to them. Like I think the average automobile is like 30,000 parts. Things are complicated. They have lots of parts. So they're here. There are three parts. It's not a Yom Tov, and it's not a pure Tainus Tzibur, but it's an amalgam of different factors. So most obviously, it's a Tainus. It's also a Yom Avelus. That's what we'll establish further today in both Halacha and Bikiyas. The differences between a Tainus, which is really about an Isser Tanug, facilitating the tshuva of the day, and Avelus, where there's a motif of loss and bereavement, what we would call here Sreifas Beis Elokeinu, with all the adjustments between Avelus Yeshan and Avelus Chadasha. And then the third factor, which is Moed. Secondarily, we noted that the complexity isn't just a quantitative issue, but it's a qualitative issue as well, insofar as it's not just the 30,000 parts, but one wonders, you know, how seemingly paradoxical parts could fit together. How could it be that there's a Yom Avelus that coexists with a Moed? That's a bizarre phenomena. Normally, Yom Tov and Avelus are mutually exclusive with one another. And so that's part of what we mean by the complexity. So what we tried to discuss was, well, maybe we could avoid that question or defer that question somewhat by suggesting that the Moed was purely anticipatory. But that doesn't appear to be instantiated by the facts. The facts are not in the future, but now, right? There's an issue in terms of Tachanun, there's an issue in terms of Tzidkascha. Apparently, you know, the Moed is already felt. It's not just, you know, Lasid Lavo, Soma Ravi, Soma Chamishi, Soma Shvi, Soma Siri, Elabes Yehuda, Lasasun Lasimcha. But there's an aspect of that in the right here and in the right now. And what we spoke about last week was the notion that part of this, inescapably, is our notion of Tzipisali Yeshua. We don't have Avelos Yoser Midai, because we have a sense of Chadesh Yamenu Kekedem. V'afkam Zospio Sambiar Tzevehem Lo Mastim Lo Galtim Lachalusam Lafer Brisi Itam. And consequently, because we're so absolutely, utterly filled with that sense, somehow, even from the very depths of Tisha B'Av, a Moed exists in the here and now. But we suggested, especially the Shitas HaRambam, where Beisar takes on much more of a role than it does in the simple Mishnah, Nilkada Beisar, simple words, but the Rambam goes on, but Chachmei Yisrael, Gedolei Yisrael, Melech HaMashiach, Dimu Oso, etc., and, you know, him being their melech, so he's using the phraseology of Melech HaMashiach, so the Rambam seemingly injecting a cautionary note there because of, I think, the concern of Tipeach Ruchan Shal Mechashve Kitzim. Okay, so we started with, I think, the most exotic dimension, and now we'll circle back to Tisha B'Av as a day of Avelos. Shimi, go ahead.
Are Yom Tov and Moed synonyms? Like, you are using both of them interchangeably, saying that how could that Tisha B'Av is, but is it real? But is it Moed and Yom Tov really the same thing?
No, I'm not suggesting that it's exactly the same. But normally, you couldn't have a Yom Tov with Avelus, and here it can't be a Yom Tov because by definition, a Yom Tov, you know, would have to have, Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hachem. There's some exceptions to that, Gemara Pesachim. So, but it is a Moed, right? You know, it does have that aspect to it. We tried to document, we tried to document that a little bit. Okay. Very good. Okay. So let's now try to move to the next level of the analysis. So to reread the Mishnah, Chamisha Dvar Miras Avosenu B'Shiva Sar B'Tamiz V'Chamisha B'Tishav. Actually, Shem, you want to read?
Tanis. Wait.
No. But that, yeah, this should be, Shabbos Shachal Tishav of Leos Pesocha. First source.
First source. Okay.
I think it's on the
Wait, I might
page
download.
two, page two of six in the Makoros.
Oh, found it. Thank you. Page two. Thank you. Shavas shechal tishavav she alios petocha asar milasaper umilachabes v'chamishim lutaren mipnei kvar shavas erev tishavav lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin lo yochal basar v'lo yishtayayin. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Ishana. Rabbi Yehuda Machayev Bechfias Hamita.
And so you have a classic Machlokas Tanaim, which we started to discuss very briefly, and tomorrow we'll talk about this in much greater depth, but the three-way Machlokas Tanaim about, you know, how a person should conduct themselves on Erev Tisha B'Av, and in particular with respect to Achila. So there's a pretty, wide range of views here. So one is just, you know, restriction on Shnei Tavshilin, and also Basar Vayayin. Rabbi Shimon Liel says, well, you know, whatever you're used to having, maybe reduce it a little bit, Yeshana. We'll talk about how that could be understood in one of two different ways, and is understood in two different levels tomorrow. And Rabbi Yehuda says that, well, there should be Kfiyas Hamita, one of the practices of Avelos, V'lo Hodu Lo Chachamim. So the Chachamim repudiated that application for Tisha B'Av, but V'lo hodu lo chachamim does not in any sense mean that they rejected the notion that there was a parallel between Tisha B'Av and Avelos, right? They're saying presumably the application is inappropriate, but we're not rejecting the equation per se. And I think that is very clear from the Gemara. So the Gemara, commenting on this part of the Mishnah, Tanu Rabbana, go ahead, Shimi, kol mitzvos. So that's a very powerful statement and worth bolding here, right? That kalamitzvos hanoagos ba'avel noagos b'tisha b'av. So, you know, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, Akiva, in terms of saying, okay, well, this dispositively establishes, you know, tisha b'av as a yom avelos, but it would be pretty remarkable if kalamitzvos that were noagos ba'avel happened to be noagos b'tisha b'av and it wasn't a yom avelos, right? That would be quite a remarkable coincidence. And it's the same in all ways. We'll see always is maybe a bit of a hyperbole. The Gemara itself picks up on that. Kol mitzvos, is it really everything? But, you know, the fact pattern is pretty striking. Okay, so kol mitzvos, anoagos bav, el noagos petish bav. You know, with that line alone, we should be thinking along the lines of a paradigm of a yom avelos. Now, normally with avelos, you know, there is a habeas corpus, meaning there's got to be a body, not to be overly crass about it. So, that, you know, that's going to be the issue here, and maybe we can make the necessary adjustments. Okay, so Shemi, go ahead.
Asar ba'achila, uva'shtia, uva'asicha, uva'ne'ila sasandal, uva'sashmesh hamita, yasar likrot Torah, binvim, uva'ketuvim, Ulishna Bamishna Batalmud Uva Midrash Uva Hilchos Uva Gados Ava Alkarahu Bimkom Bimakom She'eno Raga Likros Vishona Bimakom She'eno Raga Lishnos Vikora Bikinos Bio Umidivre Umidivam Rabim Haraim Shebi Yirmia Bitinoko Shalbes Rabban Batalin Mishum Shnamar Bikude Hashem Mishar Misam Chalev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af eno kore b'makom she'eno ragel likrot, v'eno shona b'makom she'eno ragel lishnos, aval korehu b'iyov uvekinos uvedvaram haraim shabi yirmiyahu, tinoko shal besra, aban b'telem bom, mishum shenamar, pide Hashem shar mesam chile.
Right, so there's a whole list here. Achila, shesia, sicha, nila, sasandol, tashmish hamita. And then we have machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Let's not jump to any conclusions about who we paskin like. We'll be a little bit surprised here about the parameters of Talmud Torah as well. So, you know, you start reading this list and you're like, Aser be'achilo v'shesia? 7 days? That's not true. So, we'll have to, you know, obviously, you know, flag that as an issue. But that presentation is striking. The presentation is maybe even more striking. Kol mitzvos anogos bav, anogos pesish bav, in light of the fact that it's not entirely true. But, you know, the Braisa does put it that way. Okay, so let's flag that as an issue, in terms of the issue of achila and shesia. And let's pursue one line of inquiry for now, which is the Talmud Torah question. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda is the machmir. In this case, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that, look, you know, he doesn't think that even a makom sheno ragu likros is going to be permissible on Tisha B'Av. Normally in Avel, what's the principle, Ephraim, in terms of how we paskin?
He can learn Torah now.
Well, halacha kedivrei hamekel, though, right? Now, normally we're lenient when there's a matter of dispute, be'avela, so we try to be mekel, right? So, you know, there are two good reasons to expect we would paskin against Rabbi Yehuda in this machlokas. One, he's the das yachid. Two, he's the machmir. So there's going to be, I guess it's not much of a surprise anymore, but, you know, there's a principled surprise here that we'll have in a second. Okay, so there's a Rashi. Okay, Shimi, go ahead. Okay, so the probably 99.9%, the correct way to read this Rashi is to say that the position of Chachamim is that even though in general it's true, and maybe it's an objective reality, that Talmud Torah is, because by definition it's if Avelos is Hester upon him, and you know, Simcha is all about Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, so by definition it's Misam Chilev, but maybe the position of the Chachamim is that the way that we're measuring that Le'inyan, the Isser of Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av, is what you experience subjectively, Lechora. And therefore, you know, if you're going to be breaking your teeth over it, Makom Sheno Ragu Likros, there's a tsar that's involved, right? As Ephraim was noting as we were signing on, you know, sometimes there's just, you know, there's hard work that goes into these things. And there's some tsar that a person has to go through, and Lefum Tsara Agra, you know, Hazorim Medima Marina Yiktoru. You know, Inti Vitorim is Kaiman Alamimi Shamimi Satsmo Alehem, Yagatu Matsasa Tamin. You know, it's a, like I said, there are other Makoros as well. As the more recent cinema that was being cited. But be that as it may, I'd like to say a little Jerusha here. You'll pardon the fact that I don't think it's the MS in Rashi, but maybe 1% chance. Anybody have another interpretation of why there's a tsar? What's the tsar?
I've never seen this before.
What's that? Yeah, right. That's a, if you read the Rashi somewhat differently, if you say "Dekeved de lo yada islay tsara," that's the problem, right? It's a tsar. How did I not know that? Anyway, you know, it's a good drasha. Let's take a look at how the Rambam paskins. Okay. Nachi, go ahead. Tamidei Chachamim?
Tamidei Chachamim ain. Oh, wait, sorry. This was in the way. Okay. Tamidei Chachamim ain nosim zela ze shalom etishabav. El yoshim davim v'nenachim kavila.
Any evidence so far? Any evidence so far in the Rambam that Tisha B'Av is patterned on, you know, Dinei Avelos?
Yeah.
Strong, strong evidence, as we like to say. Right. So you don't want to antagonize people. Somebody doesn't know that halacha, right? I always like to say, if you know, especially in light of the sinas chinam issue, you know, this is a necessary concession to make. This guy is going to say, you know, Tisha B'Av, you know, based on Mikdash destroys sinas chinam, and he won't even say hi. So you know, that's a problem. The halacha accounted for that problem.
Right,
so what heter is not found in the Rambam?
the 10 Kinokos.
Oh, well, but what position? I mean, you do it, Ben Sion, go ahead.
Okay.
Or not, yeah, Nachiv, you have it.
Things you haven't learned yet.
Yeah, right. So he's machmir on that issue. Right. Pretty striking. Now, he puts in the context of another one of these Surya Avelos, in terms of Sheila Shalom. He says this is the way that Talmidei Chacham should conduct themselves, and we know that with respect to these issues, everybody should aspire to be like the Talmud Chacham, right? To be, right? It's not a Shevach Hulo, as the Gemara in Tainus says, but it's a Tzar Hulo. It's not a Yohara, right? But that it's an expression of identification with the national state of mourning. So, yeah. Okay, so let's note that, keep that in the back of our minds as we now get back to the anomaly in the Gemara, which is the question of Achila and Shasia. You know, Kol Mitzvos Anogos Bav, Anogos Betish Bav. So Rashi says, Aser Beachila V'Shasia. Says, well, that's not exactly correct. Nachi, go ahead, Hani.
Honey ain nohagin ba'avel, the kachoshiv nami usurim shenohagin bo levad. Levad me honey de nahagi ba'avel, rechitza shicha v'ne'ila v'chule.
Right, so it's really striking, right now. I mean, Rashi's going to come in and say, well, honey ain nohagin ba'avel, and the previous line of the Gemara is, kol mitzvos anogos ba'avel, anogos betishabav, so like, why did you list it? So Rashi doesn't have particularly convincing explanation of this. You know, he just notes that, well, it's, you know, part of a broader list, and the broader list, you know, has many other things that are, in fact, noheg on Tisha B'Av and in Avelos, right? So, Rechitza Sicha Ne'ila, Tashmish Hamita, Sheila Shalom, Talmud Torah. So, it's on the list. So, what I'd like to suggest is that, far from being a kasha, I think this almost, to me, is like the greatest possible evidence that Chazal really and truly felt that Tisha B'Av was a Yom Avelos. Nobody in their right mind thought that an Avel is actually Aser Be'achilo Shasiya. But we'll even sharpen the distinction in a second. But the fact that you could have such a line in the Braisa of Kol HaMitzvos HaNoagos Be'Avel, Noagos Be'Tisha B'Av, and the first two items, Ilan on the list, are not, it's not accurate. It's not true in a literal sense, because Achil and Shasiya are obviously noheg ba'avel, right? Meaning a person can eat and drink, and we'll even talk about maybe they should. But the point is that Chazal were so convinced this framework of avelos on Tisha B'Av was axiomatic to them that they still formulated that way. Kol ha-mitzvos anogos, you could look past two very glaring discrepancies, achila and shasiya. What could be a more glaring discrepancy than that? The first thing that you would say to somebody, what do you have to do on Tisha B'Av? As idealistic as we are, I don't think the first thing a person would say is, well, you're not allowed to learn Torah. Maybe Rav Lichtenstein. Most people would say, oh, you're supposed to fast. Right? And that's not true of the Avel. And yet, it's Kol HaMitzvos HaNogos B'Avel, HaNogos B'Tisha B'Av. That's amazing. So, just to sharpen the distinction, I know Akiva and Mikey are waiting. So just, Nach, you want to just put the Torah onto the record, and then we'll, I hope, have something meaningful to say, and we'll go over to Akiva and Mikey. Mikey, who, by the way, we can't even see, but we know he's there as a matter of bitachon.
So, V'nir Afal Pisha Ein Bos Shane Bo Simcha Asur Salom Ishum Simcha Lubad Asru Basar Elkadela Harbos Avel Teda Shahare Avel Acher Avel Acher Mitzvah Laskoso Yayan Danminon Lo Nivra Yayan Ella Linachim Bo Avelim Shemitzvah Linachamu Liskoach Saro Bahacha Asru Yayan Ki Im Yishta Yiskach Reisho, Mitzvah Yiskor Chorban Habayis V'Yitzdar Alav Hilkach Mitamzel Yishlaser Afilo Ofos Tmo Basar.
This is a huge machlokas Rishonim about the status of Of and the Suda Mafsekes and the Mishnah and for us during the 9 days. But this is the view that is more expansive and says, well, even though it doesn't really, you know, necessarily match what you'd expect Al Gabe Mizbeach, Right here, we're trying to go further. It's, again, a huge issue in the Rav Yah and the Smak and all the Rishonim are, you know, weigh in on this issue. But we're going to be Machmir. This is the Torah is quoting. And he says, you know, we'll be Machmir, you know, with respect to this Avelos Yeshana on 2 points, right? About the definition of Basar, we'll have a more expansive definition, include Ophos, right? Even if it's not the Davar HaMisameach in the classical sense of the term, but we'll take the broader definition, and especially Yayin, because what is that about? How does the Torah formulate it? Yeah, Ben Sion, go ahead. The reason that it's Davka Mutter, yeah. The reason that it's Davka Mutter, very good, but for the Avel is that we're not looking to be Mitzaer the Avel. So it's not just Mutter, but maybe it's even advisable. I don't see this practice too much nowadays. I don't see people sitting Shiva, you know, with an alcoholic beverage in their hand, you know, to be Mekayim, this, you know, Maimer Chazal, and based on the Pasuk of Etinu Yayin the Mari Nefesh. You know, but at least in concept, right, the idea is that we're not interested in this person having like an excessive amount of tsar. We don't want him to be in denial, and we certainly don't want him to self-medicate. That would be a very dangerous thing, as we know. But in halachic terms, you know, it could be not only permissible, but even advisable for him to have some libation. But of course, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, right, it's more chamor, right? We want to, it's avelos plus, because we have to make sure that the person is mitzar himself, and you know that they're not going to forget. You know, imeshkachich Yerushalayim tishkach yemini. Now, part of this you could just say is simple compensation, right? If meso muta lefanav, person is not going to forget. You know, that tsar. We're not worried about that. But, you know, something which is thousands of years ago, the Avelis, maybe you could say it's just a compensation. I'd like to go a little bit further than that and say it's not just a way of compensating and for the reality, the psychological realities of Avelis Yeshana versus Avelis Chadasha. We'll try to pair this up with the anomaly that we observed in Hilchos Talmud Torah from just a moment ago. I'll get one more Makora onto the ledger, and then I'll say my piece, and then Akiva's waiting, and Mikey's waiting, and Yenison is waiting. Okay, so let's just one more Makor here. I think, Nachi, you were doing the honors.
So, Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochal Adam Besudas HaMafsakles, Sochla Achar Chatzos, Basar, Lo Yistra Yayin, Lo Yochal Shnei Tapsilim.
Even if it's not yayin per se. Bepricious. Now it's a little more expansive, like the Rama is saying, you know, Kadesh Yisnaig Bepricious, right, that there is, and it's the opposite of Erev Yom Kippur, right? That kol ochel v'shosa, and you know mar belechol and mar belishtos, right? Kadesh yisnag beprishos. Ilan, I think it brings to mind the Gemara at the end of Cheska Sabatim in terms of what they said to Rabbi Yeshua, that we want to be prushim now that the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, right? There's an overarching kind of mentality, and now afilu basar maluach sha'avru lav yoser mishnei yamim nachi, right? So wouldn't it be right to be a shlamim in terms of kachim kalim? Right, so we go even beyond what would normally be the simcha of basar v'yayin. So how do we explain all this? So very clearly, you know, the Rambam uses the language of davim and anachim kavelim. So Tisha B'Av, I think, is avelos plus. And what I mean by that is not merely that, you know, we have this concern that when a person loses a loved one, it's so visceral, it's so immediate that we're, the last thing we're ever concerned about is this person, you know, is this person forgetting what just happened. On the contrary, we sort of have to ease him out of there. Some Rishonim maintain that's the whole idea of the Sudas Havra, is that we're afraid the person is going to starve themselves, so we give them a little bit to eat, and we you know, again, the role of Yayin here in Nichum Avelim. But I think in Tisha B'Av, what we see very clearly is that it's Avelos, kol davar, kol mitzvah, shenoeg ba'avel, noeg b'tisha B'Av. But because of Chamirlan Srefas Beis Elokeinu, with an aspect of actively being mitzayer ourselves. Let's say the person who's the most Yerushalayim conscious person in the world. You know, he works at the, what do they call that institute in Jerusalem where they do like the 3D korbanos? They have like a 3D printer and they print korban, whatever it is, like the Temple Society or the Holy Name Temple Society. Yes, thank you. Okay, I forgot. And so, you know, the guy works there, right? And Bishita, he works there. It wasn't like, you know, he says, oh, some headhunter found me the job. But this is his kiyum, and, you know, Zecher LeMikdash. That's what he's all about. And Zecher LeChorban as well. So he'd be mechuyav in all of these things too. Because the overriding theme that we're seeing here is a sense of the magnitude of the loss, magnitude of destruction. And if that's true, then I think, too, perhaps surprising, but very clear, very, very clear halachic realities come into focus. Number one, kol mitzvos anogos ba'avel, nogos b'tisha b'av is a truism. Chazal felt comfortable putting things that way, right? Even though Tisha B'Av transcends Avelos, not just as a compensation, but because Tisha B'Av, there's a din of tzar. Like the Rama says, there's an actual value in terms of being a parosh. How can a person enjoy, Vichnesin used to say to us, Yom Kippur, who needs to eat? The Lifnei Hashem. Tisha B'Av, how can you eat? So that becomes, you know, an affirmative value on Tisha B'Av. And I think that is actually the pshat for this incredible chumrah in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Incredible chumrah. Again, you would have expected halacha k'divrei ha-mekel, you would have expected halacha k'rabim, but why are we so machmir? This is the only thing that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av are dvarim ha-ra'im. Bad things. Eicha, kinos, yirmiyah. Let's go back to the formulation in the Rambam, which is so telling, in my opinion. The Rambam says, Tamidei chachamim einosin zel lazeh shalom b'tisha b'av. That's where the halacha starts. Al yoshvin dovin mishalibo dov alav in hanachem kavilim. His picture is of a person in tsar. Aser likros b'tisha b'tara neviim b'ksuvim mishnah b'alachos gemar v'agados v'eino korei ela be'io v'kinos devarim haroim. I think it's a natural continuation of davim v'nanochin that any Talmud Torah that you have, far from being the misam chilev, which, you know, again, any chefetz of Torah is, objectively, it's something that's supposed to further your sense of yagon v'anocha. Kirabosan chosai v'libi davai, yoshvim davim v'nanochem ke'avelim. And this is for the Talmidei Chachamim, this is for the spiritually sensitive folk. They're supposed to experience the tzar, you know, even more profoundly. So the Avelos plus, not just the compensation, not just the compensation, and then the Chumrah in the world of Talmud Torah, going well beyond, I think, you know, what you would have expected or required, so that a person, you know, really has a very palpable sense of tzar on this day of Srefas Beis Elokeinu. Okay, let's hold it up here.